9:06 and a happy new year to you. It does feel like I've been gone a year. I haven't been here since last year, but it really does feel like a year. Just, it's weird to be off the show for that long, but it's great to be back. Glad you are joining us for another year on the Jerry Bader Show. We are going to get into the whole Packer thing at 10:06. Packers spokesman Aaron Popke will join us, and we'll talk about some of the conspiracy theories that people are throwing out there as to why the Packers are on the verge of having a blackout for the first time in 1983. By the way, the Packers also said they have a mid-morning announcement, seeing how he's going to be on at 10:06. I hope that means we'll get it. I'm assuming it's the extension to Friday is what I'm assuming. They were going to ask the NFL for that, and I'm quite sure that they've gotten that. But we'll get that from Aaron at 10:06. Also want to get to some of the things I did miss while I was gone, including the media going completely off the rails. PolitiFact has decided Scott Walker lied when he said protesters shook a state patrol car which was carrying him, because PolitiFact can't conclusively prove it. MSNBC makes fun of Mitt Romney's black grandchild. And the New York Times rewrites Benghazi. Actually, you know what? I want to start there. We are joined now in studio by Congressman Reid Ribble. We have a lot to talk about. Reid, first, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Jerry, and Happy New Year to your listeners.
I got to tell you, the New York Times over the weekend with that piece just had people... I really wish I had been on the air on Monday. Basically, rewriting Benghazi, you know, it was that inflammatory video after all, and it wasn't Al-Qaeda. The chutzpah, and I read the whole piece, by the way, long, long reporting. I read the whole piece. They never produce evidence to substantiate that.
Right. They're actually going out and interviewing. They claim they're interviewing people over in Libya. But, I mean, how many times have criminals said, well, I didn't do that? Hey, are you part of Al-Qaeda? Oh, yeah, that's what I do. The funny thing about this video, the sad, tragic thing about this video, it wasn't even translated into Arabic till a year later, after the event. And so to go down that road, there's just no evidence of it. To me, this was a pro-Hillary Clinton for president piece, and the New York Times just revealed themselves for who they were.
And boy, were they indignant. Their editorial page editor responded to all the criticism, and almost in a mocking tone for those who would dare to question them. And you're right, this was a pro-Hillary piece, and I am still maybe the last man in America who's not all that sure she's going to run. I know everyone thinks I'm nuts. I still am not sure, but apparently the Times is.
Oh, I think it's pretty clear that they think she's going to run. And it was a very pro-Hillary piece, for sure. And it was trying to build some cover for her on what is maybe her biggest vulnerability, and that is Benghazi.
All right, I've got a few questions for Reid, and then we will take calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I pushed out on the social media. I texted at 79489 that we would be taking calls. So this is your chance. So if you've got something for Reid, let's start with why I initially wanted you on before the end of the year. And as you know, there are a lot of conservatives who weren't happy with the budget deal. I certainly didn't think it was perfect. You didn't think it was perfect. You were hardly alone this time, though. I mean, a lot of Republicans in the House, the entire Wisconsin
delegation did.
Delegation voted for it. Look, I am not, to borrow from Argo, I don't think this is the best bad idea. I think it was just a bad idea. But I also understand when you don't, and this people just refuse to believe this, and I wrote a piece that I know you read. We saw this in Wisconsin in 2007. Elections matter. People felt that Republicans at that time weren't holding Jim Doyle and Democrats accountable enough. All they had, all Mike Hipsch had back then, was the Assembly. Given the power in 2010, Republicans showed they can't pay off. It's not a guarantee you guys will if you get both houses, but until you get both houses, you can't. And I think people are underselling. You can only do so much with limited power.
Well, that's true. And we've got the House of Representatives, and this particular budget deal, there's nothing really there to brag about, other than the fact that for the first time since I've been in Congress, we're actually going to have a budget number, and we can do our appropriations to that number, which, for my sake, pulls the power of the purse back to the House of Representatives because we get to initiate the appropriations process. And I think that's a quantum leap forward, and so I was okay with that element of it. But I can tell you, Jerry, in the 3 years that I've been in Congress, I've had a continual stream of imperfect alternatives to vote on. And there's good and bad in every single thing you see. And every time I vote yes, I'm voting yes for things I don't like. Every time I vote no, I'm voting against things I do like. And this particular budget deal was one of those cases. But it was the best that Paul Ryan felt he could get. And as you mentioned, virtually every Republican in the Wisconsin delegation supported it.
So what do you say to the conservative base who says, yeah, you know, we've heard this before, and then we trusted you, and we gave you, not you, this predates you, but you being Republicans, power both houses and the White House, and you let us down. So why should we be Charlie Brown with the football again? You've made these promises before, and they just didn't happen.
Well, I get it, but in this case, things are happening, and let me just kind of highlight a few of the things. When I came into Congress in 2011, now remember, since I've been in, Harry Reid's been the majority leader in the Senate, and President Barack Obama's been in the White House. We had deficit spending that was nearly $1.5 trillion. Today, it's $660 billion or so. We have rolled back non-defense discretionary spending to President Bush's level. I mean, we've gone back pre-TARP, pre-bailout levels on discretionary spending. Who would have ever thought that we could get to that place? And we've been able to do it because we've been consistently taking these small bites at the apple and through incremental change been able to affect some things. And I would dare say that most Americans have not even noticed it.
Understand, though, that if you hold the House and you get the Senate in November, expectations are going to be really, really high for sticking to conservative principles and really moving the conservative agenda, irrespective of what President Obama does when it lands on his desk.
Except, as you mentioned earlier, Jerry, elections matter. Yeah. It would be actually kind of interesting to see, would the president yield a veto pen after he has said repeatedly, elections matter, elections matter, elections matter, and if the American people would turn over the Congress to full control to Republicans, we would have the high ground to say, well, elections matter, Mr. President. Now go ahead and veto this.
And that is what's going to be expected. I mean,
it should be expected.
Yeah, the expectations are going to – it's just going to be a no-excuses Congress is really the way conservatives – look, you guys, you said this is what you needed, so now you got it, so let's go.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. And I would be thrilled to be in that position. Because in many respects, we're playing defense all the time and trying to move the system as best as we can by exploiting it to get what little changes we can accomplish in this divided government.
I have other questions for Reid, but I will yield the floor in 5 minutes if you want to call in. And don't be shy and don't.
They've
weep
never
and moan.
Been shy.
No, they've never been shy. Reid's like, Jerry, don't egg them on. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 914.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.